Welcome to the Chopping Beef Show, coming to you live from Mom's Basement. It is the 2006 Most Improved Student from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. That's me. I am the Beef, Casey the Beef Krieg, and joined as always by my regular on-air cast of cronies, JJ in Tampa, Jeff Justin, and Zach Locks Parker. This is episode number 29 in season 2 of the Chopping Beef Show. Welcome in. Glad to have you. Probably one of the most newsworthy days of the sporting world in the history of the sport, in the history of any sport. March 12th, 2020, a day that will go down in the history of sport as all, just about all professional and collegiate sports leagues, teams, seasons, all canceled or suspended their seasons. We all know why, the coronavirus, but we're not hopefully going to spend too much time on that, but it's going to probably come up at some point. But we're here to, you know, make you smile, make you laugh. I think we have a list of things that might make you do that, and maybe take the hour and 5 minutes away from the fear, the worry of this virus. But we're glad to have you. As always, remember to make sure that you wash your hands, subscribe, rate, and review. We'll see you next.
It is definitely a strange time right now.
That's the great way to start the show right there. It is a very, very strange time in our world, and a strange time on the Chopping Beef Show. Yeah. I know I just cut out there. I heard it. Who cares?
We might actually get some people listening this week because no one's going to have anything to watch or listen to.
We might have to be on daily.
We might have to because we have nothing else to do.
we're all stuck at home. We're all, you know.
Yeah. March 12th, 2020, a day that will live, I won't say the famous phrase, but a day that will go down in history of the sports world as probably one of the most newsworthy days ever.
Weird.
It is a weird, weird, weird time. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I want to be kind of the escape. And I think, you know, with our pre-show text thread, I think I was kind of going over the top a little bit about how excited I am to talk tonight. But the point being is that everyone else is talking about this thing, so I want to be kind of an escape. We don't have much to talk about. We really don't. We have some sports to talk about. We have a great list of stuff to talk about, but we're trying to be a little bit of an escape. But we'll start out with it because that's what everyone else is doing. First story of the day is the double Big Mac.
Yes.
Double Big Mac is out.
It just came out, if you know what I'm saying.
What's funny is that...
How was the review?
There's no need for this thing. None.
No.
What do you mean?
There's...
How wasn't thought about years ago, I'll never know.
As my left
I loved it.
Arm...
JJ, did you try it out or no?
Not yet. That's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Oh, shit, I can't.
It's great. It's
Friday, no meat.
So our fear going
into... Saturday. I'll try it Saturday.
It's not meat.
Yeah, it's not meat. It's soy. It's soy. I think the fear going in was that too much meat, it was going to drown out the mac sauce, you know?
Right.
The famed mac sauce. I think it depends on where you got it, because the burger that I ate had more grease on it.
Yes.
And I wish it came with a defibrillator, because it was necessary. Because my left arm's tingly right now. Is that a problem?
What's the problem?
What's going on?
Because of
your presentation was so much better than mine.
Why this isn't on the page, I'll have no idea.
We should have a group.
It's got to be.
Versus mine.
Oh,
mine was put together from across the room. Like they were throwing the patties like a frisbee, and it was just I opened it, and it was like, what's the thing you cram down in the jar, and you open it, and it's like Jack in the Box or something like that.
Yeah. It was exploded. It was like the plumber ass of Big Macs.
It was.
It was like, what the hell is going on here?
There was like a bunch of salad on top of it. Like, where beefs. Beefs is like the poster that you see, you know? No, it was perfect.
The one piece.
Come on! It was better looking than Locke's.
Yeah, I guess I'm just doing a comparison. It really wasn't that
good. It was definitely better than yours, but it's like, what? That's the thing. You think with these pandemics like this that you'd get a little bit extra, you know, customer service at places.
Something, right?
You know? Everyone's got to stay home. You appreciate the customer at this point in time getting out.
Yeah. Truth be told, it's been a long time since I've actually eaten McDonald's, although I do enjoy the Shamrock Shake, as we've mentioned numerous times on the show. However, I went into McDonald's today for the first time and didn't come out with a Shamrock Shake. And I kind of started shaking and convulsing. I figured it was just the double Big Mac, but it might have been because I didn't get a Shamrock Shake.
Man. Hey, you're running out of time on the Shamrock Shake as well.
I know.
Let me see this today, right?
Quick question. Did you have fries with the double Big Mac?
No.
Oh, just the Mac.
Yeah, because I'm really, I know it doesn't seem like it with the donut burger and chicken thing and now this double Big Mac. I'm trying to eat healthy. so God forbid Taco Bell comes out with something new down the line, I'm in trouble.
It shouldn't be long.
Yeah, I squeeze in a salad every week.
Yeah, I walk by the salad. Although in New Jersey right now, there's nothing on any shelf. So it's kind of going a little crazy. I saw pictures of the local Whole Foods, which is literally right up the street, and there was literally nothing but that onion peel in the store. The whole store, gone.
It just floats around.
Yeah, you know, like when you pick up an onion, that like red piece of just the red onions just fall.
Yeah, powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's just floating away.
Yeah, it's like the only thing left in the whole place.
It's like the tumbleweed in the old westerns is now the grocery store onion peel, just spinning around and nothing. You know, good Lord. I went shopping today for this big disaster.
Yeah, what'd you get?
ABC Liquor.
Oh boy. Red Dot.
Oh, I got three handles of Jack Daniels. I did try a new scotch. And lock and load, boys.
You good? You going to be okay?
Let's see. What's today? Thursday. Monday, I got my DVD of the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. I'm good. Lock me in, man.
What are we on? Like 18th, 19th showing of the Super Bowl of the Chiefs? How many times have you seen it so far?
Ooh, we're getting close to that. Yeah.
Can you call the plays?
Yeah,
I can do the commentary. Yeah. I can do the commentary. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Everyone's saying how sucky Mahomes looked the whole game. No one said anything about Garoppolo, and then like the last 3 minutes, oh, he's having his game. Oh, Garoppolo just sucks. He was 18 for 21. Uh huh. You know.
Yeah.
I still laugh at my nuts off about that one.
And then they were like, Mahomes. Sorry.
What was that?
That was me sucking off my microphone.
Really?
I went and saw Bert Kreischer the other day.
Yeah? The Machine?
Had to Google it. I had no idea.
You didn't know who Bert Kreischer is?
No.
So he started,
The Machine!
He started his comedy career as just a normal kind of slightly overweight dude. And just had some funny jokes, but never, like, caught his niche, you know? Then all
kind of sounds like us.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We've been performing in front of no audience before it was cool.
No, I'm talking about the overweight part.
Oh. Yeah.
That too. I mean, yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened or why it happened, but one day he came out onto a stand-up show, took his shirt off, the place went nuts, and now he's been selling out theaters forever. But he does tell the joke about the machine. But the great thing, so six of my buddies went out there to New York City the other night, which is like, it's the wrong word that popped in my head, but ground zero for coronavirus.
That's right, Mark.
So it's fine. But we had a bunch of tequila, which was delicious,
and
then went to the show. Well, five of us saw the show. One of us, and it wasn't me, I saw the show, actually passed out and didn't see a single moment.
Goodness.
It was awesome. At one point,
Where were your seats good?
No, we were up with a small theater, 3,000-seat theater. We were about four rows back. They were perfect.
I was just kind of hoping he saw you, saw your buddy pass out.
No, he didn't. We were a little far away for that, but it was great because when I go with my buddy Jay Letter, He sat next to me. It's basically when we go see a comedy show together, we basically wrestle, because when we laugh with our whole bodies. And Jay, those that know Letter, he know they're going to hear him laugh.
Yes.
And we all we jump and move and slide and shimmy and shake. And basically, Jay and I were wrestling. And at one point, Jay like leaned forward or something, and the people behind me tapped me on the shoulder. I'm like, oh my god, are we going to get yelled at for being over the top, laughing at this at this hilarious shit? And they just wanted to make sure that I knew that our buddy, be careful, because our buddy next to Jay was asleep.
Out. Late out.
Sleep would not be the word I would use.
But we were like over the top. Everyone, the whole place was
going. He's funny.
Well, the greatest thing was that none of the jokes that he said I'd ever heard before, which was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Course,
oh yeah, that's good stuff. That's good.
At the end, he did the machine, which is his known thing. Where he at 22, I joined the Russian mafia. So he did that for everyone just to get the, you know, that's why half the audience was there. But it was cool. In between his set and then going into the machine, he said that all that material is going to be upcoming in his St. Patrick's Day release Netflix special. So you're going to get to see the same show. And the funny thing is we keep telling our buddy Bobby that he can actually see the show for the first time when he's on St. Patty's Day.
Wow.
Very cool. At least someone's got St. Patty's Day plans.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
That was another thing. As I cough, you hear that? Uh-oh.
You feeling kind of sick?
Don't touch your face.
Don't rub your nose. This is not going to hit me until probably tomorrow. Because, as everyone knows, as I've said numerous times, and I'm talking too much tonight. I've really gotten into hockey again, finally, this year. Like, and I'm a single sport guy. I watched a couple of college basketball, but hockey's been my thing. Like, it's been my reprieve. 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Last night they played at 10. It's on. I'm watching it. I'm falling asleep to it. It's awesome. And my New York Rangers finally made life interesting. They were on the cusp of possibly making the playoffs, maybe not, probably not doing anything in the playoffs, but it didn't matter. They were fun. They were happy. They're great. They scored with 13 seconds last night to tie the game. Just a fun season. Now they're gone. So just when I'm getting excited to, like, half my days are like, oh, the Rangers are on at 7 tonight. Babe, you want to watch the Rangers? And she'll be like, yeah, I like watching hockey.
She's like, no.
Or she just goes to bed. And she's like, just watch it in bed. And it's like, great. We'll watch it in bed together, you know. Now it's no longer there. So I don't know when it's going to hit me exactly. Like,
it does help scoring.
Maybe March Madness not being there anymore is going to really – that sucks.
There's always Law and Order to fall asleep to. Just keep that in mind.
But that's my long-winded – diatribe there was to say, like, what do we watch?
Nothing, bro.
My life, literally, all you guys always talk about these shows, these Breaking Bads, these Hunters, these other, all these shows. I don't watch a single fucking one of those things.
You are a liar, and you've told us before that you watched a cheerleading show.
I did. I watched Cheer.
See?
Yeah.
And what was the JUCO college show? And
Last
you watch
Chance
Cheer.
You. Last Chance You.
Yeah, all right. So, but, I mean, you do watch the Cheer show.
Yeah, but you know why I watch Cheer? I'll tell you.
Because you love it.
Because I love it, and it's about Cheer.
I just want to dance, Dad. I just want to dance.
Screw chicks. I just want to dance. And because it was done by...
Jazz hands.
It was done by the same... This is my artistic way of saying it was done by the same people as Last Chance You, so it was done the exact same way.
You appreciate the choreography.
The girls were not pretty, so that wasn't even good. And the boys were
so you continue to watch ugly girls dance.
I wouldn't say dance. They were flying in the air and stuff and falling all the time. Like, I think you would really like it.
You continue to watch ugly girls jump around on TV.
It's so good.
More or less. Yeah.
Anyway, continue with your thought.
I'm done. What do I don't know what to watch.
I got nothing after that.
I mean,
and that's our show.
There's one thing, you know, we mentioned it before we started. There's one thing that we can still count on, and it's the WWE. They're committed to WrestleMania.
God.
I mean, JJ's close to the venue.
Oh,
you know,
I'm going
maybe
now.
You can, like,
Maybe you could live stream it for us or something.
I might have to do a on location appearance.
Something. I mean.
Oh, because I think a tractor pull is just before the WWE event.
And, probably outside the doors.
Yeah. Right.
Is it at Raymond James, the football stadium?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's outside.
It's open air, so you know that son of a bitch is gonna strands gonna be flying all over the place. Yeah, especially. Never mind. I don't want to get into it.
Don't get into it.
No, yeah. So, yeah. I might go.
I understand these.
How many canceled tickets you think might happen? Right? I might be able to get a cheap ticket to WWE WrestleMania.
See? It's going to be sick, too. I mean, you know they're going to be showing out because they're going to have so many eyeballs on it because there's going to be nothing on. It's crazy. I understand the indoor arena things, okay? But, like, golf, like that's gonna still go on, right? I know you guys hate it, but I mean, I
don't hate golf.
I love golf,
but how weird is it gonna be? Like, starting tomorrow, they're playing with no spectators. Weird. It's gonna be like eerie quiet. Like, there's gonna be no fans to get hit in the head.
It's gonna be like watching us. It's like gonna be watching us on a golf course, just better shooting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's strange. But that's open air. There's a breeze, you know, to blow this thing around if some fool in the crowd has it. I don't know. It's just me thinking out loud. What do I know? I am not trying to read too much into this, but, I mean, you do, and you start getting paranoid as shit. But I don't know. It's strange. Like, the outdoor events, baseball, they push it back, I guess, because everybody's sitting in a crowd together. And think about all the people that aren't working.
Ushers.
Jesus, the food service people.
Yeah, food service people are going to take a dive.
It's crazy, dude.
Whole economy's going to go crazy. I hate to say it.
I mean, like I said, too, Ohio schools closed for 3 weeks.
Maryland.
Now all of a sudden, Maryland, that's going to trickle right down south.
It already has. It's gone. It's gone to my alma mater, VCU.
All the way down.
UVA started in Virginia, and then there was George Mason, Georgetown, Maryland, and then there was a couple of the other St. John's, you know, what used to be the old Big East schools. They've all shut down, man. Everyone's going to be classes online.
It's going to be a mess. But I mean, who's going to? I'm talking about like middle school, elementary school. Who's going to watch the kids? And then who's going to work? And then who's gonna,
Missouri shut down all schools.
It's wild.
I heard that today, and. One of my friends has got one of her kid goes to MIT. He's coming back home because they shut down schools. Yeah, and
they're all coming back home. Don't get on the roads this weekend. Home. Do not go on the roads.
It's
going to
be nuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parents are going to get their kids everywhere. At every school, every turn, I'm hearing that. Mm-hmm. Don't get on the roads this weekend if you're going to go long distance.
I'm going pretty far. I'm going 5 hours south this weekend.
Dude.
I'm going to the most wonderful place in the world.
Oh, it's happy.
JJ's house!
I'm going to Disney, baby! I'm thinking that the line to Space Mountain might be like 15 minutes, you know?
JJ's house. Space Mountain.
See?
I forget who it was, but I did just hear that someone went to Disney last week, and it was slammed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Slammed.
Yeah, it was spring break time.
Yeah. It's a Patriot Ditch.
Yeah, pretty much.
In Florida, it is. In Florida, the whole month of March is spring break.
Yeah. So, you know.
Last week of February, whole month of March, and all the Ohio people come down and drive there, and I want to shoot them because, hey, I'm trying to work here, people. Get out of my way. You're doing 15 miles an hour looking up going, oh, that's a pretty palm tree. Oh, look over yonder. That's a pretty palm tree, too. You think we should think this line of cars behind me wants to go somewhere? Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. You know.
And inevitably, Ohio.
It
JJ,
is.
JJ, back me up. Those plates always say Ohio. I'm not saying it because that's if where Lox is from. It's always Ohio.
If you wouldn't drive behind the Amish, you'd be okay.
Did I ever tell you that? I was at a bar in Jamestown, New York. Actually, it was somewhere. No. It was somewhere not even Jamestown, Lake Winnipesaukee or something. No, that's New Hampshire. But like something in New York, and I'm sitting at a bar, and all of a sudden, literally, I hear clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, and I look at my buddy Finn. I'm like, the fuck is that? And he's like, oh, what are you talking about? It's just a buggy coming by. I'm like, no, you only see that shit in movies. And you, here it is, Amish, right up this main street in this little town. I'm like, I would lay on my horn for weeks if I got behind that guy.
You're such an asshole. It's not like he's got Seattle Sloop pulling the fucking wagon.
You imagine
come on.
Jeez.
Have a little common courtesy for those of us that like electricity and cars.
Yeah.
And horsepower stuff.
But admire their furniture. Yeah, they get they make good shit. You know?
Yeah.
So hey, I think we're wasting a very, very important opportunity for the show right now, guys.
What's
that?
What else is ESPN going to put on the fucking channels?
It's funny that you should say that, and I'm glad you brought it up, because my wife's really good, good friend. So my wife had a girls' weekend scheduled for next weekend, and you would have thought that she was, I don't know, she was so excited to go on this trip, and I was so excited for her to go on this trip. Anyway, it got canceled because they were going to like a spa and thing, do whatever girls do, pillow fights in their lingerie. I don't know what they do.
That's it always happens, doesn't it?
Every time. Is that a real thing?
No.
I've seen that. That's what happens. But
in the movies I watch, it always happens.
You don't want to know those movies.
And then this guy comes in and delivers a pizza.
I never finish it. What happens?
He always has a pizza. He always has a mustache.
Heard you need your pipes filled.
The soundtrack kind of sucks, but yeah, you work with it.
Soundtrack anymore. It's ruined. So one of the ladies that was going to go with my wife, and back to JJ's thought here. No, his original thought, not the one about the pipeline. Is an HR director for ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, and she sent a text earlier to my wife saying, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. I added the F word. She goes, we have reporters that have nothing to report on but this thing. We have play-by-play people who don't have anywhere to go. We have workers here that are, you know, we need content. We have none except one thing. All these tournaments got canceled. They have TV they need to fill, and they don't have anything to show. So hopefully we get a marathon of Johnsonville Brats cornhole tournament.
Yeah. I mean, remember the old putt-putt golf? They used to put that on at like 2 in the morning?
Awesome. Sumo wrestling? Sumo was on.
It's basically ESPN Art Show. Whatever goes on that is now what's going to be shown.
But even that stuff is getting canceled. Like, I heard the World Lawn Dart Association canceled their spring season. So,
what about rodeo?
Rodeo.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sponsored by PBRs. I mean, PBR kills everything.
No, there is a massive rodeo outside of Houston that lasts for like a month.
It's a week long. Holy shit, crazy.
Yeah.
I was there the week before, and you wouldn't believe all the advertisements all over the town for the stamping. It was nuts. Yeah. Done. Big money. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, once again, guys, I'm going to repeat. America needs us right now.
Yeah. So that was the point. The whole point of this, my story, really, was that ESPN should really, I have the perfect show that talks about nothing for hours.
Hours and hours.
Hours. We probably just need, like, I probably have to go change a diaper here and there so you guys could carry the content. Locke probably has to go beat a kid for a little bit for mouthing off in class. You know, JJ's got a cigar. So, like, we can fill content for, I mean, hell, we've been doing it for 29 weeks now, talking about next to nothing, so.
Damn it.
We become. There he goes.
Breaking news.
What's breaking news?
March 12th. That's today, 8:25 p.m. Disney issued a statement announcing it will also close its parks in Disney World Resort in Orlando and Disneyland Paris. Parks will close beginning on Sunday, March 15th, and stay closed through the end of the month. Fuck me,
running.
I swear I'm not going to work. I have got to find something to do.
I've said it once.
My kids are going to go crazy.
Get your ass down here and bring the clubs. That's it.
That's it.
Don't even tell the family you're going anywhere. Says, I'm going to go get groceries and just don't come back for 5 days.
It's funny.
The bar's loaded. I've got steaks in the freezer. Come on down, buddy.
Back in the day, all right, there was a golf outing that my dad used to go on. I never actually went and played on it, but there was a story that went like one guy's wife was like, you can't go. It was like a weekend long thing. It was guys, it was a whole bunch of meatheads and my dad. And they would go and they'd have a good time. They were at it was like a spa. They, you know, had pillow fights and wore lingerie and stuff. It was weird, but anyway. isn't that what every guy's tripped on?
That's exactly.
Well, one guy wasn't supposed to go. His wife didn't want him to go anyway. So the story goes that all of a sudden the guys are all drinking after their first rounds of golf and they're all up there. They're having good dinner. And one guy, the guy that wasn't supposed to be there, shows up and he looks at everybody and goes, what? I told my wife I was going out for milk. Now, this place was about 3.5 hours away from home. And he's like, that's what he told his wife. He said, I didn't return for 3 days.
Wow.
He made sure he came back with milk.
Everyone was out.
That's ballsy.
So that's what you can do, too.
She ain't going to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Lox.
It's not going to happen. Let's move on.
I'm just looking CNN. At his T-shirt. Benchmark physical therapy. Are you shitting me?
Oh, yeah. That's what they give to you when you complete the program.
What do you get?
What did you have to do?
A free T-shirt. I didn't get
free shit when I did physical therapy.
What the hell is physical? Let's talk about your physical therapy.
Yeah, what was that for?
You need mental therapy.
Achilles?
No, the wrist plate. The plate in my wrist.
Oh, yeah, from falling off a bike.
Been jerking off. That, too. I was using a combination.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. Well, goddamn, I'm lonely.
Hey, you know what? Something that did happen the last couple weeks that I thought was riveting, mm-hmm. that we can chat about for a little bit. What? The Walenda guy walked over a volcano, bruh.
Or like a part of it.
I still felt cheated.
Did anybody watch it? Obviously, nobody watched this whole thing, right?
No.
In the world, did anybody watch this whole thing?
I
took a nap in the first 2 minutes.
Did you kind of check in on it at least? I mean, the camera angles were incredible. They're coming around, and this dude isn't even close to being over this thing. And he's got another cable on top. So if he falls, he ain't dying. Let's go.
That's it. That's truthfully, yeah. As soon as I turned it on, I said, all right, Lox has been talking about this. Via text, via show. 2 weeks.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to turn it on.
No.
What the hell's that harness thing above his head?
Exactly. And then the thing, the pole that he holds,
right.
He can let go of it.
Right.
He stays there. He doesn't drop. I need some, it's suspended around his neck.
Yeah.
He had a gas mask on and glasses. He's moving them on and off. He's talking the whole time. Obviously a very religious man. That's all, you know. Praise God, the whole time he was on the thing. I'm like, dude,
you don't even need
him right now. You're just like walking on a rope, away, dude. Like, you're wasting your prayers.
I could have taken 4 steps.
He could have run.
He could have.
Yeah, that'd be
like I'm running on air.
At least sprint across the thing. And he wasn't even over top of it because of the camera angle. You could tell. It was just disappointing. Someone needs to die in one of these things.
He does. Sorry. No, he does. He needs to die.
So it's a farce.
It's the entertainment.
It's just bullshit.
I want to see the pit of Crocs.
Good news for you, Lox. Very good news. Just 3 days ago, whatever that adds to. You'll be happy to know that the Orlando Sentinel is saying that he's ready for his next high wire act.
Far I bet he is. He could probably do them back to back. Like he would strain a muscle.
He's going to bring his act back to Central Florida next month. He doesn't even need to train for this. That's how good he is. He's going.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's going to Legoland in Winter Haven.
I'm there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's going to go.
Is he going to walk across the city? Because, you know, they're like only about 3 feet tall.
You know, he's successful.
He'd be higher than Bill Long.
must be this high to ride.
Right.
So apparently they're opening a Pirate Island hotel on April 16th.
Yes.
And so Linda will walk along a wire that will be longer than 500 feet, so 501 feet, and work with the park to fix Lego bricks onto the 28-foot balancing pole he carries during his events. The path will take him from inside of the theme park to the new hotel. Boom.
No.
Wow.
You know, Volcano was cute. I now want to see deadly animals underneath him with no harness. Yeah.
Something that can jump up and get it, maybe.
Starving cool, like, lions, bears.
Lions?
Snakes, crocodiles. I don't care. Yeah. I want to see something horribly, you know, dogs in heat. I want this guy to suffer.
Remember that show, what was the goofy like comedy show with people like
Faces
running? That was
a classic.
That was weird. Goofy, no.
But it was like they would run and people would throw like balls at them and stuff.
Oh, American like, Gladiator.
Well, yeah, just like that.
That one was classic. Yeah, they had.
I mean, these people gladiator. Should have an opportunity to try to hit this guy amazing. Or something. but he still wouldn't. If he fell off the rope, he'd just get back up with the safety rope. It's just a farce. Just pathetic.
You're fired up about this.
I was
you
excited.
Are. You're a little heated.
It's been a stressful week. I got coronavirus.
You got coronavirus. Disney.
Yeah, prepping all week to get out of town, and now Disney's canceled, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with myself.
I told you.
I got all these notes. I wrote all these notes for 2 weeks. Like, yeah, Duke lost last three road games. Who gives a shit? Basketball's canceled.
Well, even
scratch
that
one off.
Even that one. Duke bowed out even if the NCAA tournament was going to play. Duke said no.
Yeah.
They weren't going to do it.
They weren't going to do it. Not their precious kids. Yeah, seriously. Mike Trout. Talk about
hit
that
a ball.
Baller. That
top still it. Talk about that.
Oh top yeah, ball.
Scratch it off, dude. They're not playing baseball. Fuck this. This is ridiculous. I'm
go. What else? What else? What
yeah,
else?
Come on. Keep the rant going, buddy. I love it.
Here's one thing I do want to mention: the Major League Baseball thing that they tried 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where they had everybody mic'd up.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
It's the best thing.
No ever. Brainer. What are we doing here? That's like the best thing there is.
So I listen
right?
to
next to the Chop and Beef show. It is.
I listen to a lot of sports talk. You know, that's what I do. And so, my favorite show, non-sports talk, that's on the sports talk station. But they were saying that ESPN wants it. The teams will never let it happen.
They won't. Even maybe like Sunday Night Baseball
because of like signs and stuff. No, didn't they try it last year and it. It got a good response, but I mean, it was only for like 2-3 innings.
Of course
it was like between innings interview type of thing, more like that. But they never had him actually mic'd like that.
They
it was the All-Star game. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was the All-Star game.
It was great. I mean, that would make this Astros thing go away. But now the Astros thing's going away because of coronavirus, it comes full circle. angry.
Yeah. So angry.
What?
I know.
I stay in my house most of the time anyway.
I do too.
And another thing that we were talking about a couple weeks ago was that E-Bug, the emergency backup goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Hall of Famer Larry Walker. That's going in. He's going into the Hall of Fame this year, right?
Baseball.
Going to be the official E-Bug for the Colorado Avalanche like this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
That would have been so sweet.
He said, I mean, obviously he probably wasn't going to be able to play, but it was reported that it was a lifelong dream of his because
he's Canadian.
He's Canadian as hell.
He played hockey.
And it's been a lifelong dream of his to play hockey. Apparently he was a goalie, so he was going to be on the docket as the E-Bug.
Huh.
For an
That's cool.
Hockey league.
You know what?
Now his dream is done.
Yep.
Done. Major League Baseball.
He's got nothing to live for anymore.
Hall of Fame speech. Who cares?
That's right.
E-Bug. E-Bug.
Let's cancel his speech, too, just to ruin every part of his dream.
Kick his dog while you're here.
Trash.
Does he have a dog? Whole thing.
You know what scares me a little
bit?
He was a great player, though. He was. He's got sweet lefty swing.
Yeah.
This might bleed. God, I hope this works because they got rid of everything collegiately, and that's my life. This better not bleed into football. Could you imagine? We'll be the Chop and Beef show. We'll be talking about the damn eating league.
That's fine. What are we going to join?
He'll probably come on the show.
We'll be big as houses by then, trying a new fast food every week.
That's right. That's right. And we'll do WWE reports. They'll be so awesome.
It'll be so awesome.
Flair's back! Woo! He's 110 on a walker coming down.
This is a disaster.
No, it's not.
It is. It is. It's sad.
It's opportunity, dudes. It's opportunity. Chicken salad out of chicken shit.
We got a lot of optimistic. I don't even know how we're friends.
Because I had to lift you up with a fucking foot in your ass to make this positive. No, we can drink a bottle of moonshine at a tailgate. We can do this. We have goals.
Didn't it have cinnamon sticks in it?
Yes, it did.
I saw that.
It was awful.
Yeah, my brother was there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Smoking about 5 packs of heaters at one tailgate.
Jesus. My kids were there.
That's why you weren't fun.
At that game?
Were they?
Yeah.
You were there?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the normal tailgate spot.
You know, had like a hat on. He had a hat on. Mark had some goofy ass hat on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was drunk.
We know.
No, nothing
there. Hey, college football. There was what was the little banter you sent us? Best new hire.
Yeah, doesn't matter right now.
It does matter. Well, hey, we have to look forward to something.
All right, let's talk about it.
Don't let this die.
Mike Leach, wherever he goes, he's number one hire.
They have not canceled football yet. We're going to hold it next to our heart. Yeah. So there's basically, what, 5 good new ones?
There are 5 big ones.
Have potential.
And I think 4 big ones and 1 relatively large name.
Who's the – what?
We keep talking about big ones
and lingerie and pillow fights. I'm going to start worrying about this show.
Dave Aranda? Is that good?
No.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of an outlier. I think Shiano is probably bigger than that. Breathing a little life.
Shiano's going to eat time though. I think.
Yeah.
But I think that he can build that right back up in that region. There's plenty of recruits up there. He is.
He's doing that, and he's also pillaging the transfer portal. That's how he built. Before the transfer portal was the transfer portal, but that's how he initially built them up. Relatively quickly at Rutgers the last time he was there, and then he used his pipeline in Miami to get kids from there, and then kept kids from New Jersey at home, which it is decent football. Well, now are they going to compete every year with Ohio State now? Back then they were competing with UConn and South Florida and I don't even know Memphis and now
D's.
Yeah, and D's. But they were
D-school.
They were ranked at one point, like 2 or 3, and that USF Rutgers game that we've talked about before was like 2 versus 3 in the country, and it was awesome. Bars were packed in Tampa. It was great, and the kicker from Rutgers looked up at the camera. The overhead camera pointed after he kicked a winning field goal. It was fantastic.
And that was a riveting story.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I was glued.
Jersey Pride.
Crank.
So who you got then? We got Kiffin, Shiano, Leach. So basically Kiffin, Leach. Mike Norvell? Is that
the state of Mississippi. That's it. Yeah. That's the winners.
They made the splashiest hires, but it'll be interesting to see which one of those 5 makes the biggest jump.
Toughest conference, too.
Because Norvell, apparently he's instilling some life down there at Florida State, putting a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for?
Which means how's your phone?
When you say a little life, that means there's a pulse. You know,
a little hibbity dibbity.
the hibbity dibbity. Exactly. He's putting the hibbity dibbity in there.
A little how's your father? How about that?
How about discipline? That's the word I was actually.
Ah, what? That one.
Oh, okay. Florida State discipline.
Yeah.
Come on. Who are we talking about?
That's apparently what's happening. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard a rumor something you've told me about.
We live on rumors. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
That's what this show is.
Like that time I slept with Jessica Simpson. I thought she was rubbish. That's a rumor. Rumor.
That's not, there's no fire or smoke there.
Ah! It was so long ago. that, hey, Case, Beef, you supposedly know someone who might not have anything to do the next couple weeks. Celebrity that loves vegetables. Like onions!
Yeah. He doesn't have anything to do.
He ain't got shit to do.
Crazy.
We need a guest spot. We need a guest shot. Guest.
I was going to have my boy Pat Flatt as a guest on with us to be my college basketball guy with March Madness. He was ready to go.
What happened?
There's no college basketball anymore.
So you still can't talk about it?
No, I don't plan on talking to him anymore.
Wow.
Just because college basketball is gone. But yes, I do. Don't know. I don't know. I never told this story about Bill
Rafferty. No.
So I'm pretty sure I did, but I'll tell it again because that's what I do.
You haven't told on the show.
We're at Christmas Eve dinner. All right. Back in the day with my family, it used to be a big thing. Italian family, seven fishes. We do it all. We eat clams and fish and pasta and I don't even know what else. Over the years, people unfortunately keep dying off, and so it ended up being not that many people left. So
now more than ever.
Wait till this year.
So yeah. Now we go. We went. We don't do it anymore now that I have a family. But we went to dinner at a restaurant locally here in New Jersey where my parents live. And one night we're there, Christmas Eve. We're having a nice meal. All of a sudden, in walks Bill Rafferty. Onions. Syracuse goes man to man. No, they don't ever. They play that zone.
Yeah.
But in walks Bill Rafferty, and I'm like, Dad, oh my God, it's Bill Rafferty. Oh, that's so cool. All of a sudden, he walks by our table, looks over, and he goes, "Hey, Tom, how are you?" My dad gets up. My dad's name, ironically, is Tom, and gets up and gives him a hug, and he's like, "Hey, Bill, how are you? Great to see you. How's Barb or whatever his wife's name is?" "Oh, she's great. She'll be in a minute." Here she comes. "Oh, Tom, how are you?"
And she's parking the car.
Yeah. Now, everyone else is like looking at my brother, myself, my dad, my mom are looking at my dad like, "How do you know him?" Anyway, he sits down. I'm like, "Dad, you couldn't even like introduce us or anything? Couldn't even." The guy didn't even like make eye contact with the table. It was like just locked in on my dad, which is kind of cool because he was, you know, locked into the conversation. But anyway, long story short, I'm like, "Asshole, what is that all about?" He goes, "Oh,
are you talking to Rafferty or your dad?"
Yes. And he goes, when Raff was the head coach of Seton Hall University, he was best friends with your grandfather. My grandfather was in the accounting office. Apparently he was in charge of the scholarship funding money. So they were very close back in the day. And so, you know, every time now he's a neighbor, lives literally two blocks from my parents, and they see him all the time. And so fast forward like a couple months, I was living, I don't know if I was in Florida or South Carolina, I fly in, I take the train, so no one came and got me, back to where my parents live.
Bitter.
A little angry.
Dad picks me up, it's raining out, so my dad picks me up at the train station to drive the mile and a half home. And there's Raff on the corner, like homeless looking. No, he had like his long coat. He looked, you know, if you knew him, you know.
He's going to look like that this year at the train station.
Yeah. So my dad rolls the window down, still doesn't introduce me. And he's like, "Hey, Bill, you need a ride?" And he's like, "Oh, hey, Tom, how are you?" "No, we're good. Barb's coming to get me." And that was it. He rolls the window down, rolls it up, and I'm like, "Dad, you have a kid that loves sports and wants to get into sports, and you can't fucking..."
My bad.
Anyway, yeah. So we do. Bill Rafferty, but my dad does.
You are an awful jock sniffer. I will tell you that.
Oh, there's no question.
From days gone by watching you and seeing you, you are quite embarrassing.
There may not be a restraining order.
There is a restraining order.
With Tino Martinez.
Tino Martinez. I've seen it myself.
Oh, God.
I was there. I saw it.
Oh, man.
You were smitten like a little girl. You were so excited.
A 16-year-old prom date.
Hey, Lox.
Yeah.
Let's just say that was the first nor the last I saw him in public.
No, it was.
That's true, too.
It was awkward as fuck. and then you're in the apartment, and you have this shrine built to him kind of thing. Like, what was the thing?
You
invite him back to see the shrine where you have a candle lit to him?
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Silence. Okay. I need silence. Messina and Batista. Messina and Batista. Young Kim. Martinez hits one to deep right center field. God, tie game. That's what I asked him about every single time I talked to him. You remember?
Intoxicated.
Remember in 2001 when you hit that 2-run home run against Byung-Hyun Kim?
Kim. That
was awesome.
You remember that? That's awesome. Well, if you don't know B, if you've ever been out with him, one of the greatest joys is when there's been too much to drink, he has this habit of repeatedly wiping his mouth. It's just one of those things. I mean, the whole thing from bottom of nose to the neck. When he sees Tino, it's all drool. It is. There's no alcohol involved. It's just all drool.
I swear on everything holy. I walked into, or actually, we were at the pizza joint on the island. Yep. It was called Tate's, right? Tino and his lovely bride walked in one day. His wife looked over, caught my eyes, and literally rolled them three times through the back of her head. And it was just like, oh, God, this guy.
Again.
And quite honestly, that was one of the last times I didn't actually go up to him at that time. Fast forward about 2 hours later, he was at a bar by himself. I went up to him then.
Yeah. Every time
I got her.
You won.
Beef cock block Tino Martinez's wife. That's fantastic.
We were outside the pizza place, eating outside on the patio, and he's like coming up, and you saw him, and like stood up and had like a little pee pants, like walking, like shimmying around, and then like he went and like strategically placed yourself inside because you knew he was going inside to be seated, and then like cruised over there just to kind of like be closer. It was awkward as shit.
He was a locker room whore for Tino Martinez. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's great.
I actually saw his wife a couple times look at Beef and say, "You ain't taking him home, son. It's going to be you know, that's pretty much it."
Challenge accepted. Woman.
So when you lived down in Tampa, how many times did you drive by Jeter's house?
Honestly, we used to ride all the time, bikes by there when it was being built, but after that, nah.
You know what? It was more people that came down. It was more people that came down and wanted to see it.
Derek Jeter lives right here, and he's like the best Yankee ever. And I like, I just kind of like, sometimes I just drive by here. It's way out of the way and everything, but when I go to the grocery store, I get some milk and stop by, and I just go, hey, Jeets. I've never actually seen him.
I told him I'd clean the pool if he's out of town. And, you know.
I never did see him. I never saw Jeter. I saw a whole bunch of other guys, but
that was a palace he had, too.
It was
one time we rode
spot.
By, I'm pretty sure that JJ was with us. Because Larry wanted to go there all the time. Hey, Bo, let's go down.
Hey, Bo, let's go check Jeez, see what he's doing.
And it was literally
less than
a mile from where we lived.
Yeah, it was close. Right,
pretty much on the same street. We just had to ride down it. But one day there was a gray silver Mercedes out front, like all decked out. And we did see a ball flying back and forth, like a baseball, during the construction. And he was with his girlfriend at the time, who is not his wife. It's the one before his wife. Oh. I forget her name.
The blonde that rode the horse in the commercial?
No, the one from Friday Night Lights. The blonde that rode the horse, I believe, is his wife now.
He's a smoke show.
Yeah, they all were.
He doesn't date ugly.
He's pretty, too.
What?
He's pretty. Cheater. He gets all the ladies. No problem.
Would you like to admit to something?
I learned it by watching Beef.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's okay. That's all right. We're
Men in pinstripes makes him look thinner.
So, yeah, I love Tina Martinez. I'm here on the air. It's out there. It's in the ether now. There you go. It's there.
I wouldn't say the proper word.
Lust.
Lust. Obsessed. Maybe
obsessed.
That'd be
a obsessed word. Obsessed. Probably obsessed right, is a good probably word. The right one.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Because it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. What, 3 or 4 times that we ran into him in bars?
Well, there were a couple friends of ours that were like, hey, do you want to meet him? And I'm like, I've met him 100 times.
Yeah.
Literally.
And he remembers you.
Yeah, and he was always very nice to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it became a joke at the end, kind of like, yeah, I know.
At the end of your relationship?
Yeah, when before the restraining order came.
Before the breakup, yeah.
Tino really used Beef when he would go out on Davis Island because, truthfully, he was a great player, but he wasn't.
Yeah,
he wasn't Hall of Fame adored. Right. So Beef was the one fan that was like, I love you forever. And he was just happy to have that little small fan club. Follow him around.
He got tired of Beef buying him apple teenies all the time.
Right.
Wanted to share one too strong. He loves the fruity drinks. We know that's
true. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fruity drink, no doubt.
Do you know you want to share a... Would you like to share a Nana Dak?
Oh, Lord.
Nana Daks are the best.
We know that.
The two star?
That's my boy, Mike Trahey, taught me about Nana Daks. There's no more manly man than my boy, Mike Trahey. You know what we haven't talked about in a while? Mikey Kane. Mike Kane.
Yeah.
That's all.
He's in Oregon. It's safe.
Yeah, we don't have done. Anybody.
Yeah, he's in the middle of the forest. He's fine. He ain't going to get this shit.
Oh, I wasn't worried about that. I just hadn't talked about him in a while. Just wanted to say hi, Mikey Kane.
Kaner! Yeah. The only man I knew who wore a Purdue t-shirt. Like, Jesus Christ. Who wears that shit?
What else is there to talk about? Nothing.
Dude, what do you mean? There's lots to talk about. We've got tons to talk about. We can talk about what's that thing going around scaring the shit out of everyone? What's that thing?
It.
Yeah. What? It. What's going on in the world? I work from home now. Who are you talking to? Son of a bitch answered the phone call.
Do we have a live?
In the middle, is this like for a guest? Do we have a guest caller? Did they just win a contest?
Oh, we're completely muted. It's on.
It's got to be a contest winner.
Maybe it's it could be a contest winner.
Give them one
of your t-shirts. One of your t-shirts. You got several t-shirts. Biggest t-shirt collection I've ever seen.
Well, I have needs.
That's true.
We can give the...
You don't have to do laundry.
We can do the Greek letters that say eat me as a contest winner.
Well, that was the contest. Someone called the hotline, and there was no contest, so I had to tell them because of the coronavirus, we had to stop our contest.
Tell me it was ES. No, who was it? Who called? Who called?
Levitard.
Yeah? Danny boy.
He wants us to follow him?
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can do it. We can't be on the radio, so we need to like get together and do it on TV, so...
Oh, yeah, because our faces are definitely built for radio.
How's the door industry going to take this coronavirus thing? Are you guys affected at all?
Killing it right now. Killing
Solid.
It.
Solid.
I just mean until like, no manufacturers because they're all in the U.S., right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hospitals are going to need a shitload of doors.
I've had guys in the past 2 weeks that work for me get fevers, but no positive tests.
I'm talking about
one day at a time.
My
suppliers.
Your product, yeah.
My product. Everybody sent out their notice that blah, 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 blah. We're monitoring the situation, but it's evolving quickly. I have a couple customers. Like Wayfair is a massive warehouse here. You're not allowed in Wayfair. They have shut it down. They're not even allowing their employees to be in contact with anyone with the outside.
Wow. Sissies.
Yep.
Impressive.
I need an area rug.
You can get it. You just can't go in there and touch it.
I tell you, I'll order it, and I'll have you pick it up, and then you bring it down, and we'll play golf for 5 days.
Boom.
Done.
Right. I got new clubs on order, too.
Right? Come on, dude. You're on vacation.
I hit him so far too. It's awesome. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be so much worse. It's great.
Yeah, it's just like so much further into the woods or in the water.
Yeah, it's right. It's just deeper. You can't go get him.
Oh, come on. That's what she said. It was due. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. Truth be told, I didn't even hear what Locke said. But you don't have to repeat it again.
I don't. I'll wait.
But I definitely caught to that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm proud.
Locke, why do you look? Why do you look? Damn right. Why do you look so frustrated tonight?
I'm stressed.
You're just.
Little hour of your life didn't make you a little declutter.
Did it make you happier talking to us?
It's great, yeah. I'm glad I got to talk to you. It's been 2 weeks.
I know, right? Sorry to all the fan out there that
all those fans
that didn't get to listen to us last week.
All two of you.
Non-plural.
It was crazy. Dude, we just couldn't get schedules together. And
no.
I think I blame the coronavirus for it. I don't know why. I mean, we had nothing to do with it, but I just...
Why not?
It was weird.
Easy. Easy.
Hey, let's take the responsibility for it.
Two of us, I'd take full responsibility for it. For what?
The coronavirus.
Oh, no, it's not my fault, no.
Can we get like, t-shirts made?
When in college, I was told to blame Winstead.
Who?
It's all right, Cregan. That's fine. You just tell me it's Winstead's fault.
Just say it's my fault.
It's Jesus!
He loves me, man. Let's do
Sammy Watkins because he's getting ready to leave the Chiefs.
Is he?
More than likely. He said, looking forward to new adventures.
You didn't see that.
Is he retiring?
Nope.
No. Rumors are Dez Bryant, Chiefs, Sammy goes. Or Sammy goes, then they go after Dez Bryant. So he got a ton of salary cap.
I saw a video of Dez Bryant laying on his stomach with just his head up and his hands here, and they were rifling footballs at him, and he was catching them with one hand. Like, it was coming out of a gun. I don't know rate of speed. Yeah, like, catch him right by his face. I would have lost it.
That's what happens when you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, you have those sticky-ass gloves. Why didn't they have gloves like that when we were kids, man? I could have been somebody.
No, you couldn't have.
You're right.
Yeah, probably not.
Not so much.
Get over yourself.
But I heard that, DeAndre Hopkins was courting Sammy Watkins.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a reunion, and then Sammy put those two eyes that I love so much out there.
Now, if Beef would have had those gloves with Tino, he'd still be with Tino. Because you couldn't get them off.
Stuck to his ass. I'll tell you, if DeAndre Hopkins is going to recruit anybody, it needs to be two offensive linemen. And they would go to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Hot take. That's right. Yep.
How dare you mention football when it's going to be canceled?
Damn it.
Bullshit. God, you know what might happen, though? That men all over the country in their homes stuck. You might, unfortunately, get more shit done.
You know what sucks?
Because, like, honey-do list, oh, fuck. You know?
All these, who's the doctor that does the vasectomies? They're losing money because of the March Madness.
Right?
That's a
vasectomy doctor? Yeah. Okay. All those cancellations are going to come right in. Oh, wait one more year.
All of a sudden, they don't need them.
Speaking out. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of emptying out the bag, did you hear what Pornhub did for the entire country of Italy when it got shut down?
Is this a true story?
True story. True story. True story.
Talk about excellent marketing.
Yeah, I've never
heard what you're talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
It is amazing the amount of talent of gymnastics that is on this show, on this website. Anyway.
Is it like cheer?
It's kind of like cheer, but more generous.
Okay.
Very charitable women on this website. Anyway, they are giving free executive membership until the virus is over in the country of Italy.
That's very generous.
I think it's very kind. You're stuck in your house.
We need more of that.
Is that where all the toilet paper went?
On that note, we're going to end this stuff. We want to thank you again, as always, for listening. Remember the things I say every week. Wash your hands.
That's right.
And ESPN, call us up.
Subscribe.
Damn it. You. You got nothing on air.
Do all
you got
that.
Nothing.
We're available and really pretty cheap, to be honest.
We're
with
cheap. We just want to go to the cafeteria and eat.
I just want to sit with Scott Van Pelt. You think I'm bad with Tino Martinez? Let me meet Scott Van Pelt.
Oh God! If it was a Levitard Van Pelt on location, I could not imagine.
All right, boys. We'll see you next week. We'll be back.
You would have to wear a tie
for coronavirus
and not for
updates and whatever else, if anything's going on in sport.
So order night, extra lines.
Be good. Take a temperature.
God damn it.